We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What subject do I like to talk about and why? I like to talk about football because I'm a huge football fan. Fantasy leagues, stats, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know. It's just always something to talk about. There's always controversy and good plays to talk about.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Thank you for tuning us in here on a Thursday, June 8th. I'm drinking Prairie Fire coffee this morning. Got some right here in the cup next to me. And if you're not drinking Prairie Fire coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Now, three big things with Steve and Ted.
Three.
Former FBI Director James Comey testifying on Capitol Hill today.
Two.
Governor Brownback says the state's new tax law will hurt the Kansas economy in the long term.
One.
State Representative Patsy Terrell of Hutchinson found dead in Topeka hotel room. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And watch out, we've got the report there of a water main break. And this is near 25th and Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, so 25th North and Arkansas report there of a water main break. Watch for a traffic slowdown. Just avoid that area if you can. Traffic update on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire. Headed downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 84 degrees. Not much wind either. 20% chance for rain late tonight. Overnight low 62. Then Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 88. Now mostly cloudy, 61 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. When you're thinking about Father's Day, forget about the necktie. Get him a hat from Hatman Jacks. Go see why people from around the nation make Hatman Jacks their destination at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. The June edition of VIP Wichita Magazine is out. Pick up your free copy today at any area Dillon's. What will the former FBI director say on Capitol Hill today?
Now here are your political insights from ABC News. Former FBI Director James Comey, in his prepared remarks, will tell the Senate Intelligence Committee that the president asked him for loyalty during their January dinner at the White House, and he felt uncomfortable about it. Comey also expected to say that in a February meeting, the president asked him to drop any investigation into any false statements from former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his conversations with the Russian ambassador. Top intelligence officials testifying in the Senate, they never felt pressure to interfere in any ongoing investigation into Flynn, but refused to say if President Trump ever asked them to intervene. Frustration felt on both sides of the aisle. Here's Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Since there has been no assertion of executive privilege at this point, I believe that the witnesses do have an obligation to answer more of our questions.
And the president announced his nominee to lead the FBI is Christopher Wray, a lawyer who previously worked in the Justice Department. Those are your political insights. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
And you can hear live coverage of Comey's testimony beginning at 9 o'clock this morning right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker,
morning.
With us this morning. Good morning, Don. Taking a look at the markets yesterday, banks and other financial companies led U.S. stocks slightly higher Wednesday, snapping a two-day losing streak for the market. The latest gains were partially offset by a slide in energy companies following a steep slump in the price of U.S. crude oil, which fell 5.1%, its biggest single-day drop in nearly 3 months. That means next week we'll have 89¢ a gallon gasoline. Nah, I just threw that part in.
And no interest rate talk.
Trading was mostly subdued, with the major indexes trading in a narrow range. Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 3 points. The Dow gained 37. The NASDAQ Composite Index added 22 points. American consumers, there are four of us in this room.
Yes.
Increased their borrowing at the slowest pace in April than they have in almost 6 years.
Yay.
Credit card spending growth slowed, while borrowing gains for school and autos also cooled. Federal Reserve reports that total consumer borrowing rose $8.2 billion or 2.6% to $3.8 trillion.
Yeah, no kidding. I asked you if I could borrow $10 and you gave me a quarter.
Yeah,
That's what you're worth.
Half of that is student loan
debt.
That's
going to collateral. It was the smallest percentage increase since borrowing declined 3.5% in August of 2011.
That's good to hear.
So I know you guys aren't borrowing any money, right?
Sure, I know.
Don's got that credit card maxed up to about $475,000, haven't you, Don?
$500,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and check in with Don here. I know he has some interesting things to share with you this morning.
As I always do.
We'll be the judge of that.
You'll be the judge of that.
Radio listeners now will make the decision. Trusting advice from the Social Security Administration. Don Grant, you are on.
Well, Steve, as you know, you're facing it at some point in your life, well, or whether you already did or not, I don't know. A huge decision for retirees is when to trigger their Social Security benefits. And most of us trust that those who work with the SSA, the Social Security Administration, would be able to give good guidance. Social Security software developer William Meyer was recently quoted in Financial Advisor magazine, quote, "You can't trust the Social Security Administration to give you the straight scoop on claiming strategies," end quote. He added that, quote, around 70% of Social Security recipients could be getting more money than they are based upon that advice, end quote. Keep in mind that Meyer profits from selling subscriptions for his planning software to financial advisors to help their clients with benefit strategies. The more examples of SSA agents giving misleading information, the more can bolster the case for the use of his services. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Myers is correct in many cases. Some SSA agents are just not up to speed on the intricacies of a tremendously complex system. One area of confusion is the stop-start provision. Under the Voluntary Delayed Retirement Credits Program, as defined by the SSA Program Operations Manual System, a Social Security beneficiary who began collecting benefits before full retirement age, which is 66 for most, may voluntarily suspend benefits after full retirement age, and their benefit will continue to grow as if they hadn't collected yet. They can restore benefits and collect a higher amount for every month they delay. Well, the Money Magazine reader, who wrote into the magazine, said that she was told three times by her local SSA office that this provision essentially doesn't exist. The case was forwarded to a supervisor who also denied her right to suspend benefits. She and another reader were told that once they received a payment, they could never accrue any higher benefits. Well, I'm sure that most SSA agents are well-informed. I don't want to slam the entire system for a few who may give incomplete or bad advice. The best way to protect yourself is to arm yourself with the absolute best information. If you work with an SSA agent, be clear as to your goal. If you want the absolute highest benefit possible, ask them to cite rulings that corroborate their advice. Working with an advisor knowledgeable in Social Security benefits structures can also help. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
In my experience, and this is, may sound funny to you, but one of the first things I did is I grabbed one of those yellow books at the library called Social Security for Idiots.
Dummies. Yeah.
For Dummies.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And basically, it spelled out some about what you said.
It I does.
Mean, and it's there.
And reading that manual, their program manual, it's not astoundingly difficult.
No.
It's just that there's a lot of detail, and it's not a small manual.
No. When it came time for me to talk about this with the people at Social Security, I called. I made an appointment. I sat down with a young man who was very well-versed and had, frankly, a very positive experience.
That's great.
So, you know, like you say, most of the time you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. But you just want to double-check, and if you question anything, make sure you have them cite whatever the provision
is. There you go. Hey, today is Best Friends Day.
Aw, Steve. Come here. Give me a hug.
No. If you're lucky, you have a best friend. If you are real lucky, you
we're
have
hugging. We're
a
hugging.
Number of best friends. You know, it sounds like a cliche, but my best friend in the world has to be my wife.
She's my best. Oh, never mind.
No. Your wife is your best friend.
Yes. That's true.
I had a couple of two or three guys I really hung with a lot coming on the way up, but
not, I spend you know, the most time.
I saw like three of them the other night, and it was just like time melted away. Here we are again. We're 12
guys
years
go,
old again.
Did you guys go egg in a house?
Yeah,
something?
We egged a house, TP'd somebody's house next door. And how about you,
well, Ted?
Those are the best friends, the friends you've known forever.
Yeah, the best.
Ted, your future wife, is she your best friend?
We'll find out.
Well, you have other friends. You have friends like Leon Liebel.
Oh, he's got some pretty good friends.
You're right,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, he's a friendly guy. People like him. In my case, yeah. I'm more of an acquired taste.
You're more abrasive. Yeah.
Yeah. But the ones who've known me forever, they get it. They know everything.
They've moved on past that long
put
ago.
Taste in there, but
moved past what? Friendliness, friendship. Yeah, I've got.
They acquired that taste long ago, and it's now no longer a challenge for them.
And the thing is,
it's kind of like a canker sore. You know,
you and I are from here, Ted, and some of our friends we've known since we were little tiny kids.
That's correct.
Don Grant is a transplant from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Or most of his friends.
So he's got friends all over the place.
So it's hard to like me. Yeah,
his best friend, like people like Cary Grant, who have passed away, aging film stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, his whole life is
Howard
like,
Duff. Stella
his whole
Stevens.
Life
Howard Duff, yeah.
Summed up in Sunset Boulevard.
Victoria Principal. Yeah.
That was your BFF, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's, what did
Ooh,
I say?
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm distracted.
I feel like the
best
Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid guy. Oh, yeah.
6:56, Stephen Ted, coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS morning news. I'm trying to concentrate after that. Former FBI Director Comey testifying on Capitol Hill today. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.